USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Russia is claiming that Ukraine tried to assassinate President Vladimir Putin in an overnight drone attack on the Kremlin. Kyiv said it had nothing to do with the alleged incident. Richard Engel in London reads the Kremlin press release.
Last night, the Kyiv regime attempted to strike the Kremlin residence of the president of the Russian Federation with unmanned aerial vehicles. Two unmanned aerial vehicles were aimed at the Kremlin as a result of timely actions taken by the military and special services with the use of radar warfare systems. The devices were disabled.
A newly released video shows one of the drone strikes near a dome and flagpole. The small explosion appeared not to create much, if any, damage, and no fires were started. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail, where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with five counts of murder. A judge has ruled Representative Zoe Zephyr, the transgender Montana lawmaker, silenced after threatening lawmakers they would have blood on their hands for opposing gender-affirming health care for children, cannot return to the statehouse floor and participate in debate. Attorney General Austin Knutson said the judge's decision is a win for the rule of law and the separation of powers enshrined in our Constitution. USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates another quarter percentage point in a continuing effort to fight inflation.
That raise would take the benchmark funds rate above 5%, which is above the rate of inflation. Bankrate's Greg McBride expects this 10th consecutive hike to be the last one for a while.
What the Fed would really like to do is look at the cumulative effect of all of these rate hikes, plus what they expect to see is further credit tightening and see that impact that that's having on the broader economy and specifically bringing down inflation.
Inflation was 9% last summer. It's expected to be 5% this summer, and the goal is to bring it down to 2%. McBride's advice, pay down your debt and boost your emergency savings. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former National Football League player for the Las Vegas Raiders, Henry Ruggs III, has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a fatal DUI crash.
Under the terms of the deal, Ruggs will plead guilty to charges connected to the deadly crash and serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. It was back in November of 2021 when Ruggs was going 156 miles per hour on a residential street and crashed into another vehicle, killing the driver and a dog inside. Ruggs' blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. He is expected to enter his plea at his next court appearance on May 10th. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. This month's astronomical event will occur on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.